Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast. I'm like, hey, what's up? Hello. Welcome to episode 80 of our show.
Yes, Fetty Madison.
I like it. I'm Fetty Madison. Welcome to episode 80 of Friends with a Twist.
I don't know. What do you like better?
I don't know. This is the messy second episode that people love.
Oh my God.
Second episode of a month.
Comments all over the place. God.
Just to clarify, we record these episodes at one shot. So yeah. Usually
several shots, actually.
Usually the second episode of a month, we are already an hour or so deep into drinking and relaxing and having fun. So yeah, that's why we're singing Fetty Wap and we are here for it.
Yes. And it's a little looser and just love it or leave it. I don't know what to tell you guys.
Yeah, so this episode, we're going to break down how we have personally changed in the lifestyle over the years since, what, 1738?
Pretty much. Since no, Ben Franklin.
We put a number to it, since 15 years for you and 18 years for me in the lifestyle.
We did some calculations. Mm-hmm. It was like fucking a beautiful mind over here for a second, but that's what we landed on.
We had a chalkboard and numbers and errors.
Numbers floating and algorithms. It's crazy.
So yeah, we've been in this for a while, and thankfully we have evolved. So we're going to break that down for you guys. And then don't worry, we're going to wrap things up with a going deep story from me.
Yes, and how Madison was a unicorn for the first time ever.
Ever. All right.
Forever, ever, and a fireball.
Cheers, because we need this.
Clink.
Woo. Ah. Pretty sure at the end of this we'll be singing a song together, but all right, let's keep it together. Let's give the people what they want. So, wow, I have changed a lot in the lifestyle in the past 18 years.
Yes, and I feel I have changed in the last 15 years. So yeah, so last life in the lifestyle episode, we talked about changes just broadly that we've seen in the lifestyle. So we thought for the follow-up life in the lifestyle, we should address, I guess, more personal changes. Mm-hmm. So, Madison, do you want to start with where it all started? Like a fun memory or something that kind of like exemplifies where you and Barry started in the lifestyle together?
All right. So, you know what's funny? I tried to think about that and all the stories that I could remember because it's been so long and I didn't think I had to remember all of this back then.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, a lot of the things that stick out are negative stories. Like,
well, yeah.
Blackout nights, whether it be me or a girl in a couple that we're meeting, or I used to think I had to drink the whole night long to have fun in the lifestyle. And oh gosh, it's like everyone knows, I think, at this point that Barry and I met in the lifestyle. So we had already at that point experienced soft or full swap separately. Really, once we started dating, we were able to fully immerse ourselves into the full swap lifestyle. So back to when I started, though, I love to just remind people that I was against kissing other people. I thought it was the most intimate thing ever. I didn't want my boyfriend to kiss anyone else. I didn't want to. I thought it was so like emotionally charged and like I was going to lose him over it. And now a couple drinks at the bar, I'll make out with anyone. You have to like stop me because I don't know what I'm doing. So yeah, the emotional part of all this, I have learned to separate that like no other. And I am very thankful for that. That's one of the biggest things.
Yeah, but you're not alone in that. I feel like there's a lot of, I think that's still,
that's a good starting point for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I think.
Exactly. Yeah.
So what about yours?
My first year.
Yes.
Oh, God. It's almost embarrassing at this point. Yeah, I mean, like one of our first kind of like swinger moments, I guess. I can remember that we met this couple through SLS. Like we had gone out, I think at least once or twice, just like vanilla drinks, dinner, whatever. Finally, one time we had them back to our hot tub. And I feel like basically what it amounted to was like maybe some heavy petting that you might have done in like middle school or high school.
It's hot though.
I mean, I don't know if you could barely call it soft swap. I guess technically it was because we were with like the other there was a partner swap involved. Mm-hmm. But beyond that, I mean, honestly, she and I might have like kept our bikini bottoms on in the hot tub. Like,
wow.
I mean, it was like super tame, which is funny. Haha. Now, like thinking about like, you know, like now Gary has to like travel for a conference and I'm like calling up my like
answering the door in lingerie.
My swinger boyfriends in lingerie. Like, come fuck me while my husband's gone. So, yeah, we've evolved.
In the best possible way. Oh. Do you actually still know that couple that you had patted?
We patted and parted. No, I don't really remember their names. Like, we're not still connected in any way.
Maybe that's a good thing. We're not with most of our
people either. I think they kind of just maybe had decided the lifestyle wasn't for them.
Oh, okay.
I think they kind of ghosted us, basically, is my fuzzy memory of the situation. But, you know, c'est la vie. So anyway, on to happier things.
Happier things, yeah. So from going to not wanting to kiss other people.
Yeah.
However, in college, I think I got into all this because I loved making out with my friends, like girlfriends.
Sure.
So that was a fun part that kind of got me into all this.
Yeah.
But now, like, I find the girl-girl play even more fun with the right person.
Yeah.
And now I'm wearing strap-ons and using double-ended dildos, so...
Boom!
Fuck yeah. Evolution at its best. All right, anyway, back on track.
Darwin would be so proud. Should we talk about the girl-girl evolution?
Yeah. I feel like I just gave mine in, like, 2 seconds.
Oh, okay, but, yeah.
So, yeah, I guess my evolution, as I said, started from... literally drunk nights out, making out with my college girlfriends and whatnot. And then being in the actual lifestyle, it was still a lot of that. Because when I started, I was very young. It would be like the club hopping thing. And it'd all be a sexy girls going out. And it was just fun to make out with each other. And, oh, it turned the guys on, blah, 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 whatever.
Sure.
To then, honestly, I feel like I started doing a lot of things because I knew it would please the men that were in the room.
Mm-hmm.
I don't always think I was necessarily fully into women, but I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
So I was very, I don't know, bi curious, mm-hmm. I don't know, bi adjacent for so many years.
Yeah.
And now I actually, I don't think there was anything specifically that I did to make it happen. But over the years, I've really enjoyed starting play sessions with other couples by making out with the female and lightly touching each other. Like, we don't always do the full like oral with the other girl. But when you find the right person... I don't know. I feel like I could have full-on lesbian moments these days if I have, like, a good connection with somebody else. And I've, like I said, I've been using double-ended dildos a couple times. I've recently had the most intense scissoring sessions with another female that, God, years ago I would have been, like, I used to think, like, what do, no offense, but, like, what do lesbians get out of that? Like, what is, blah, 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 what's the point? No, it can be fucking hot if you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
So... this is I'm thinking of my evolution in real time as I'm talking right now, but I don't know. Do you remember your first time with a girl or how you even got into that? Was it in college too?
Well, yeah. So, yeah, I feel like there's a couple vivid moments on the bi timeline. So, yes, in college, I specifically remember the first girl that I kissed. And, like, I know her full name. I'm not going to say it right here. But,
please
like,
don't.
Isn't that funny how, like, childhood and, like, college and young friends, you remember their whole first name. And, like, the couple that we fucked 6 months ago, no idea. Like,
exactly.
But, you know, it's weird. Anyway, side note. But, yes, so there was this beautiful redhead in college that I made out with. And it was amazing. And I was like, oh, this is fun.
Mm.
And then I specifically can remember... early on in our lifestyle days, this woman, and I distinctly remember being at their house and just, like, fondling her tits. And that was, like, my first real, like, fondle session, I guess. I don't know. But she had just these amazing tits. And so that was eye-opening. And then, yeah, it's just kind of been, like, this exploration over the years. And I really can't even say that I'm... I feel like saying that I'm bi is kind of a misnomer. I'm more of like a spaghetti. I'm really only straight until you get me hot and wet.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, bring it. What do you got? What do you got? What's your identity? I don't care. Let's go. So I don't like to call myself bi because I feel like that's disrespectful to women that are truly bi. But I don't know if that's like a bummer. I'm bi-situational. How about that?
I think that's
like,
the best
It just
term.
Depends on the person, like, is what like it brings out in me. Is that fair?
Yes. And I think one thing I've also appreciated over the years is who cares what terms are, what people say or what people call you.
Labels.
You like
shit.
What you like in the moment. You don't like it otherwise. Who cares?
Yeah. There's
that's,
that.
That's my takeaway.
All right. So we've both had sort of an evolution in terms of our girl-girl play. But something else I think we could probably talk a little bit about would be maybe some of the changes to, I guess, our rules or boundaries over the years. Do you have any examples of that, Madison?
Well, like I said, the first one was kissing.
Yeah,
right off the bat.
Yeah, you did talk about that.
And for the longest freaking time, I was so against playing separately. I distinctly remember a large party at your house one night, and the female of a couple took Barry off, and they ended upstairs in one of your rooms. And I remember, I think I was playing with Gary or so. I don't know, maybe not another friend of ours. I looked around, I didn't see Barry. And then I like walked upstairs to the room and I saw her up there like giving him a blowjob privately. And I lost my shit. I was like, what the fuck? We don't fucking do this. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. I was mad at both of them.
Yeah.
We actually just talked about this like a week ago, just remembering it all and just how we've grown from that. But we knew it was a boundary at that time and both parties were to blame. It wasn't just Barry or anything. But yeah. That was a clear boundary. And now, years later at Pod Bash, like, we've grown and I've been able to play separately at that event. And actually, Barry did too at that event for the first time. And now I've played separately by myself with a couple. So I think the evolution came from us maybe growing in our strength together. Like, how I think we're going to get into a little bit how the lifestyle has helped our relationship evolve and gotten stronger. And I think that played a part in it. That was the biggest thing. I said the kissing. And a lot of our rules are still the same, like new people, like the condoms, and we don't pee on each other and stuff like that. Other than that, I feel like we're pretty open and we're still pretty much go with the flow.
Yeah.
So that really hasn't changed. Or maybe that has changed because we're more open at this point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That could be an evolution.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, a little bit of overlap, I think. The journey to going full swap, I think, was kind of a long road for us because of me. I think I had it in my head that it was going to be a much bigger deal than it really was. I don't know. It was like this line in the sand in my mind.
It's such a big deal.
And it was going to like change everything. And I mean, it really didn't. But I will say, I think I needed to take my time with taking that step in order for it to be successful for us. I feel like if we would have rushed it, I don't think it would have gone well, frankly.
That's fair.
And again, to each couple, to their own, because I know there's some people out there that just like jump into the lifestyle like 10 toes down, like they're fucking in, and that works well for them. I don't think that wouldn't have gone well for us. So yeah, that was like a really long journey, but now here we are full swapping.
Playing separately.
Left and right all over, yeah. And exactly, the separate room thing, the example there, we had played with a couple way back when. We happened to be on vacation in Jamaica. We did a separate room thing, and we were only soft swap at that point. And I can still remember vividly at the end of the night, you know, like obviously they went back to their room, Gary and I went to our room, and it was that night or like the next morning. I remember like curling into like Gary's arm and just like crying on his chest because I was like so upset about like not being together during the experience.
Yeah, it's a huge deal.
And now like that's almost our preferred play style.
It's interesting.
Let's be separate. So it's just funny how that has evolved. And I will say now for what it's worth, I think for me, part of the potential allure to being like under the same roof but maybe a separate room, I feel like less overstimulated. I can just focus on the person that I'm with instead of like the whole four-way situation, and I feel like that kind of can work better for me. I'm not against having like a group situation, but sometimes it's nice to be able to just be kind of like more of a one-on-one.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, but yeah, but years ago, I would have never imagined that, like, that's something I would be comfortable with or almost prefer.
Right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's wild to think about.
Yeah.
I actually just said to Barry the other day that I love and, like, I feel on top of the world when we're playing with another couple in the same room. And when we take a break or something, he'll, like, pull me over and just give me a kiss. Yeah. Or, like, reach over and, like, pull me a little bit closer.
Yeah.
It's just this brief moment of, like, hey, you're like, I'm here. We're good.
Yeah, yeah.
I love you. I don't know. It's so small, but it means, like, such the world to me. And I think I love that part of playing together in the same room still with most people.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that has been a big change, too, I think, of how the lifestyle has helped our relationship. Like, we've just, our trust and appreciation for each other has grown so much. It took me a lot longer than him. I think for me, getting over the boundaries being crossed or jealousy issues or low self-confidence has affected most of the things. Mm-hmm. But at this point, seeing him trust me in situations and then I can reciprocate and let him go do the same type of scenario.
Yeah.
Strengthens us so much. And I know we always say that communication is so important and I'd always preach it, but we were not really the best at it. Like, I know you guys used to, I think, take runs or walks and talk about things.
Yeah.
We didn't really do that. And we actually are starting to do that a little bit more lately. And I actually feel like it's helping us. So okay. I wish I would have put that into practice sooner, but that seriously communicating about, like, if it's just your desires, your wants, or what you liked in a situation, or how I told him, you made me feel really good when you did this to me. Like, it's, wow. I guess we knew what we were talking about here. I should have listened to us sooner. Do you feel like the lifestyle, though, has helped your relationship get stronger in any areas?
I think so. I mean, yeah, definitely it has helped communication or, like, kept it steady or whatever. And then, yeah, I think as we have had more experiences, we've gotten to the point now where we don't play just to play. Or, like,
amen.
We don't stay in bad situations. Like,
yeah, that's another thing.
That kind of stuff. Like, as you get to have more experiences, I don't know. I mean, frankly, like, some of the novelty wears off. You know that there will be another party you can go to or... I don't know. I don't want that to sound super dismissive, but, like, with experience, you learn to kind of recognize what will work for you and what might not. And you can kind of set that aside or you can choose to move forward. But, like,
that's a big change, too.
You get better, I think, at identifying some of those things. Yeah. And I think over the years, definitely, like, we're more focused on us as a team.
Yeah.
So there isn't this idea of, like, we need to do this just to say that we did this when somebody's really not 100% on board. We can now just walk away and feel confident that at some point, somewhere in the future, there will be another opportunity. We don't need to do this weird thing right now just because it's in front of us if we're not really into it.
Exactly.
Like, we can say no, it'll be okay.
Like at the Lifestyle Club a couple of weeks ago that we had a couple of people offering to want to do things with us.
Yeah.
And I wasn't 100% sold on one situation. He wasn't in on the other. So we turned all of it down and we didn't care because we left with each other. We had a sexy night and we could fuck each other. Earlier on, I feel like I probably would have just people pleased and done whatever someone wanted me to do to make everyone happy. But yeah, no, not anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm happy for both of us in that regard. Speaking of, I'm happy for both of us. The individual growth of the lifestyle, I think, has been pretty awesome. I might have only noticed it recently, but my confidence, whether it's day-to-day life or in the lifestyle, my confidence in, like, dressing sexy and going out and wearing heels, not caring as much anymore about how tall I am. Like, it looks good. I feel good.
Yeah, do it.
The lifestyle and being able to go to these sexy clubs and environments has helped that freaking tremendously, I will say. And wearing the outfits for theme nights and shopping for sexy things has just boosted my confidence in a way because also Barry likes to shop for that stuff. And then it's fun to see, like, he's ordering sexy stuff for me because I look good. And that just helps my mental state.
Absolutely.
And even, like, we've been to topless optional resorts or nude beaches. Mm-hmm. And gosh, years ago, I don't know, I think I'd feel so self-conscious even there where no one gives a shit what you look like. But, like... I don't know. I feel like that's one of the biggest takeaways for me is just feeling more confident. Even if I'm not the perfect body out there, the most physically fit person, I feel like the lifestyle has helped me appreciate other people in the way that they are, and then they appreciate me just the way that I am.
I think I would echo some of that. Definitely being more comfortable in sexy outfits.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's so funny to look back on some of those early photos of, like, what I was wearing.
Sometimes I see memories of you in your jeans and long shirts and stuff, and I'm like, wow, you're a totally different woman now.
No more. Yes.
Do you think you're too comfortable sometimes?
Yes. Yeah, because Gary will, like, give me the what for sometimes. Like, if we're just going out.
For dinner.
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, really for just, like, vanilla kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And he's like, like, maybe you could put that away.
Maybe put your tits away.
I'm like, oh, come on. Oh, Gary.
Yeah, you kind of get used to this stuff, and then you're like, wait, this isn't fully appropriate in the real world. Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, I don't know, like, definitely Gary and I have had, like, our kind of, like, fights and disagreements and ups and downs in the lifestyle, but I don't know. I think going through this all together, like, we kind of have that confidence that, like, we know we're there for each other. And, like, yes, we probably both take some missteps here and
there.
Everyone
does, yeah.
But, yeah, we're going to talk about it. We're going to work through it. We're going to learn from it. And we're going to move forward. But, yeah, definitely that whole, like, confidence boost. And I don't know. I would also say I guess some of that maybe also just comes with age.
I think I'm learning that, too. Yeah. That's true.
And, like, I mean, obviously I'm a little bit older than Madison, but yeah, I feel like that is probably part of the equation as well.
All right. So to wrap this segment up here, a little bit of the past, a little bit of the future. Looking ahead, maybe what do we see for ourselves as far as what are we going to do more of in the future? What do we see for ourselves in the future? Or what do you think? Is there something that you've kept as a rule or you have not enjoyed over the years that you definitely want to keep for the future that you do not want to change? Do either of those speak to you, Kenzie?
Yeah, actually. And this is pretty fucking random, probably for everybody except me. But something that I haven't done in the lifestyle or my life at all, and it's also something I have no interest in exploring, is being fisted.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. I agree. Wow. I didn't expect that.
There you go.
Hello. Agreed.
My name is Kenzie and I don't want to be fisted.
Just that specifically or like a broad, like a
style
of play?
Yeah, like I don't really enjoy like super rough like sex or like I don't want to be jackhammered. I don't want to be fisted. Yeah. Like that whole genre is not really my jam. And that really has not wavered. That is not something I've ever been tempted to want to explore. I mean, never say never. But
yeah, who knows in 10
for
years.
Where I'm at right now, not super interested. But what about you, Madison? Anything that you think might take place in the future that you could see happening as you continue to evolve? Or, yeah, I mean, anything that maybe hasn't changed over all these years?
Yeah, same with that. And I don't like golden showers. I don't want to be peed on.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
Facials are giving. Same. I don't really like cum in my eye.
Yeah, but no, that. All of that, too.
Specifically that. But looking for the future, I don't know. I'm excited about this evolution of Barry and I and having, like, strong connections with another person or another couple, like, and doing a little bit of the threesome, like, separate play. Maybe next time, I don't know, I could see him going off and having a threesome. And, like, how would I handle that? Like, with another guy and a girl. Or two girls. I don't know. Like, the options are endless. Ooh. But, like, I don't know. That is something I've never considered. But at this point, I never considered having a threesome without him. And here we did it. So, I don't know. Things like that. I'm curious and cautiously optimistic and excited about something like that.
Ooh.
Where we're going to end up.
Awesome. So, just like we said in the last Life in the Lifestyle segment, the only constant is change. Your preferences and boundaries will almost certainly evolve and change as you have more experiences in the lifestyle. Be sure to keep the lines of communication open with your primary partner and be willing to discuss and evaluate things along the way. You may be surprised where your lifestyle journey will take you. Yeah. Two snaps. That's it.
Snap, snap. We're going to take a quick break and be back for our Going Deep segment.
Woo-hoo.
We're excited to be partnering with Shivers and Love Your Alternative Wellness for Women to offer our listeners exposure to hemp-based gummies for all of your daily and sexual needs. Shivers offers a female and male line of THC-derived gummies to help increase your sensuality, euphoria, and sensitivity at playtime. Shivers also has a women-focused, women-derived line of gummies called Love Your Alternative Wellness. These gummies include Hustle to help increase energy and focus without all of those jittery effects, Slumber to help you obtain fulfilling beauty rest, and Libido, which are their sexual goddess gummies to help boost your sexuality, increase sensation, and intensify your climax during play. Libido has minimal amounts of hemp-derived THC and CBD, so it's a great option for those who are sensitive to THC, as three of the Libido gummies would actually equal one of the female Shivers gummies. Visit shivers.store to make your purchase and enter code FWAT for 10% off your order. Link in show notes and on our website.
All right, friends, we are back for the Going Deep segment, where Madison is going to regale us with a tale of her first unicorn experience. The old FMF.
Yep, Madison. There were two F's and an M. All
yes,
right.
Do it.
All right. So just to remind you all and to set the scene here, Barry was traveling multiple days not too long ago for work. So prior to that, our close friends Eric and Samantha and us two had a conversation about saying that if schedules don't align in the future, like they're comfortable with just some of the crew getting together, like AKA her and I going to see the other couple if someone couldn't make it due to work or whatever. Mm-hmm. So thankfully we had the chance to try this out.
Okay.
And it just happened to be like a couple weeks or like a week or two after we had that discussion. So yes, Barry was traveling. He was away for the weekend for work. So Eric and Samantha came to my house or came to our house. And
it's my house.
My house now. To our house. And so the three of us went out for dinner locally, and then we came back to our house, and her and I took sexy surprise photos for Barry in some new lingerie that Eric had found online, and then I ordered for both of us ladies. So we went upstairs, took these sexy photos, and it was cute. This couple, they were so cautious and like respectful the whole time. And honestly, I was a little nervous because it was the first time I had played with a couple without Barry. Overall, it definitely flowed nicely, but I will say I kept checking in with Barry ahead of time, like, are you sure you're still good? Mm-hmm. Okay, you sure you're still good? Okay, and probably to the point of being annoying, but he said he was good. So we were all, I don't know, green light ahead, like we were good to move forward.
Yeah.
So after the sexy photos, we ended up staying downstairs at our house, and we ended up playing down there the whole time. This area is just nice because there's a large, soft couch and like a full fluffy soft carpet if you mm-hmm. want to play on the ground or on the couch or whatever yeah. flows for the night. And it's actually just easier down there with access to drinks, music. We had fun lights going, and it was just warmer overall. We had the stove going, and we did our usual thing where we had the Starry Night scene, and aww. It was a nice little ambiance downstairs.
Okay,
so to get things going, we started with Samantha asking me to lay on my back on the couch. She kind of took charge, which I appreciated, just to get things going. So she told me to lay on my back, and then she went down on me. And let me tell you, this gorgeous little woman knows how to tease a pussy with her tongue. Like, she'd lick lightly up and down my pussy and then suck a little bit on my clit. Oh, my God. And then she looked me in the eyes, sucked on one of her fingers while maintaining eye contact with me, then slid her fingers inside me. Mm. While looking at me. And honestly, I probably could have like melted and ended the night right there. I was just like, yes, like you have me, take me. So that was very fucking enjoyable for a while, mouth and fingers, while her hubby stayed back and took a few photos because we promised Barry photos and videos. Okay. So he was doing a little bit of that. And then all parties were able to get involved. And I asked her then to sit back on the couch. I kneeled in front of her on the floor, and Eric got behind me. So Eric started to eat me out while I was then sucking on Samantha's pussy. Picture it like a sexy little train, if you will.
Sexiest train ever.
Right. And then at that point, after everyone's been eating each other out for a little bit, Eric then started to fuck me from behind. And his cock is just nice and thick and felt so good sliding inside what I like to call my gushy wet pussy. That's what I call when it's like super wet and hot and turned on. And honestly, with every thrust as he pushed into me, my mouth was pushed into her pussy. Just so hot. Oh.
Yeah.
So I was like, yes, like push me harder into her, please. And all while that was happening, I was pushing her legs back towards her head. Like my hands were on her hamstrings. Her legs were bent and just pushing her legs back so I could get like full access to all of her below.
Okay.
So then I was like, fuck it. I'm going to use my fingers too. So I started fingering her and sucking the fuck out of her pussy. Oh my God. Seriously, this was crazy. She began to orgasm and I could feel her like clenching around my face and my fingers. Like everything just felt very intense and like it was like getting hard and like hot down there. It was freaking wild. And while I'm noticing this happening, her husband, Eric, is telling her to come all over my face. He's like, come all over her face, squirt all over her face. Like it was just the hottest, like hearing him say that to her. And if I had to, I would have drowned for that pussy. Like if I had to. I was ready to take it and just go underwater.
But do it.
She didn't. She didn't squirt on my face. And honestly, looking back, maybe that's for the best in the moment. But I was ready to just take it. I was like giving her all I got and hearing her moan and hearing him like begging her to do it. It was super fucking hot. But she didn't. And she was like, okay, okay, I need a little break. And I was like, I understand.
Yep, yep.
Got it. We all took a break, had some shots, had some water, did a little bathroom break. We actually then just took some more sexy photos in the play area and talked for a little bit. So that's not the norm, maybe with a lot of people.
No fruit this time?
Not this time.
Okay.
But that is a new staple for us. Yep. Some fresh fruit in the middle of play sessions. I don't know. I appreciate this with them because a lot of couples... Maybe it's because we've known them for a while, but I feel like a lot of times you meet people and you play and you're done.
Yeah.
It's not like play for a little, let's take a break and then let's go back to it.
Right.
But thankfully, this is what we were able to do. So after our little break, her and I got on our knees in front of Eric. He sat on the couch and we did this super sexy double blowjob for him. He did record it. And at one point, our mouths were on each side of his cock and we were sliding up and down at the same time, like with the same rhythm. So it was like we were both jerking him off with our lips, just super hot. And then we'd come to the top and like make out like right over his tip. I fucking love that shit. The double blowjob stuff, super hot. He liked it too. Yes, he's like,
oh,
okay.
Good.
He was like, okay, let's maybe take a break for a minute. That was super fucking hot. Amidst that, I think we took another quick like bathroom break. I remember I gave them a moment. I came back into the room. She was still sucking him off, like giving him a blowjob. And I just kind of let them have a minute or two with each other.
Yeah.
And then before the end of the night, we also did another sexy train. But this time, I was the one who laid back on the couch. Samantha was on her knees on the couch. We were all on the couch this time. Okay. She was on her knees and down on me so she could eat me out. And then Eric got behind her to fuck her.
No.
And I have to say, it was hot seeing them connect with each other, because every time we've been together, it's always been with the opposite partner. So I've only ever seen her fucking Barry, which is super hot.
Right.
But like I was always curious how her and Eric were together. Mm-hmm. So it was really cool seeing them connect. And I was egging them on. I was like begging him to fuck her harder again, to push her face into my pussy. So she was licking me and moaning and taking his cock, and he was begging her to come, and I was like, fuck her harder, like push her into me. And I'm trying to get better with my dirty talk a little bit. I'm getting more comfortable with it.
Nice.
And then both of them finished. Like they had their thing that they're comfortable finishing with each other. And then she definitely had orgasmed, and we all took a minute to clean up in the bathroom. And then we all just laid on the couch. Like he was on the end by himself, and then her, and then it was her, and then it was me. We were all just naked chatting for like half an hour. Yeah. Super comfortable, like super, I don't know, like, hey, just friends hanging out, but here we are naked and just fucked each other.
Were you talking about what had just happened or just
good,
like,
question? No. Like,
hey, how's your work week look?
Yeah, no, like normal stuff, like just about how it's cool that we've been able to do this and how the conversation came about, like,
oh, good.
Talking about Barry and Eric and just their friendship and what they text about and like how we've gotten to this point and just like majority of it is, I think, appreciating each other. We talk about that a lot. So yeah, nice. We weren't like, ooh, it felt really good when you fucked me. Like, not that type
not
of stuff.
Like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just nice general conversations.
Oh, good.
And this night was actually daylight saving. So they left here around like 3 a.m., which honestly, looking back at the past few nights we've been with them, like, that's early. So
I don't know how you guys do it.
I don't know. When you're just having fun, you lose freaking track of time. But I'm pretty sure we made the most of the night regardless, because they drove home then at that point, which was 3 a.m.
That's rough.
I feel like my takeaway from all of this is that I don't think things would have been nearly as successful if we weren't all just so close and trusting of one another.
Yeah.
Obviously. The guys, I feel like, have this close relationship or close friendship, as do her and I, and I'm... Like I said, I'm excited to see what the future could bring for all of us, or for more opportunities for Barry to do something, or for me too, which we already kind of have at this point. It was a good first unicorn experience, and the next morning I called Barry. I sent him photos, called him, talked it through, because I had notes for the episode. I gave him the play-by-play and slowly like sent videos, and I think maybe it was a little overwhelming because he was away, but not in a bad way. He was very excited to get all of it, but it was just kind of a lot all at once.
Yeah,
but
a lot to take in at once. Yeah.
But we were able to like talked about it, and he's like, no, I'm good, like, slowly send me things. And he was turned on by all the stuff we were sending. So and another thing is, I appreciate each individual party like checks in on each other the next day. And I've always said I'm open to trying anything, but if it goes poorly and it's not okay, like, just, we need to be comfortable telling each other, and we'll just, no hurt feelings, but we'll just stop doing it. And no, it was none of that, because clearly we did it again and she came to fuck us. So, fun experience.
Well, all right. Yeah, that's awesome to hear that it was like, it's, I think it speaks volume to the comfort level and just like the attraction and like just that chemistry that makes for such like a smooth, hot, sexy, fun experience. Because like, I think you need that to make it work. So that's amazing that you guys all have that together.
Yeah. And I feel like I was a lot on edge worrying about her feelings the whole time. And I think he was on edge worrying about my feelings the whole time. So it was, I think we were all just a little bit tense the first time that we did this together. But we did it again not long after, and it was a little bit smoother. So you get more comfortable the more you do it, I guess.
Practice makes perfect.
And as long as you're respectful, I think that makes it easier every time.
Yeah. Amazing. Mm-hmm. All right, friends. That's it for episode 80. Thank you so much for joining us. You know that we want to hear from you. So let us know what you think. Connect with us on X and Instagram at FWAT_podcast. You can always email us at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. Leave us a review wherever you listen to this podcast. And if you like us, share us with your friends.
Yes.
Until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.